Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Sherry Doyle, who is the owner of Pacific Northwest Journeys out of Seattle. That is a travel experts agency. We are on New Amsterdam, coming back from a cruise to Alaska, and we're going to talk about Holland America Line and Travel Advisors on Insider Travel Report. Sherry, thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
So talk to us about, first of all, how'd you get the travel bug?
Gosh, early on, I found out in high school, I was a singer, but I found out that the band was going to Italy the following year.
Had to go.
And I learned how to play saxophone.
Just to go to Italy.
Yes. So from that.
That's like become a travel agent for fam trips. So you started early.
Yes, and then I did my junior year in Paris and did a lot of travel.
Did you have to learn to play for that?
That I just had to learn to speak. So I'd taken seven or eight years of French before that, and then went as part of my college program, and ever since.
So now, what's the journey from there to owning an agency?
Well, I actually went to law school in New York, and
you went the short route.
I did. Yeah, a few twists and turns.
Well, no, I'm sure knowing law and running an agency, but
it definitely comes in handy for pretty much, especially being a business owner. But yes, so
you studied law where?
At Fordham in New York City.
My dad's a Fordham.
Ah, cool. Yeah. And then practiced for a few years in New York, and then moved out to Seattle.
What type of law?
Corporate finance. Doing deals, mergers and acquisitions, that type of stuff.
Idea.
Yes, but travel has always been my passion. And about 4 years into practicing law, I liked it, but I didn't love it, and I was working too many hours.
Well, I've heard that before.
Working too many hours to really, you know, be happy, and I didn't have enough time to travel really. So I cast around for ideas and decided I had. You know, was fairly new to the Pacific Northwest and did a lot of traveling around that area and got to know.
Wait, so Fordham's New York. So
right,
how'd you end up? So you grew up in New York?
I did. I grew up in New York and Boston area.
Oh, wow.
But then my then fiance and now ex-husband was from Seattle. We were both living in New York City. He was interested in moving back home. I came out for a visit and I really liked it. And I said, sure, let's go to Seattle. So I practiced law for a few more years out there, but then started Pacific Northwest Journeys in 1991. So it's been a while. At first, I was just doing Pacific Northwest, but then so many of my clients were asking me for advice about other destinations that I became a full service traveler.
So 91, it's not a hobby anymore.
No. That's what, 30 years
right.
This year. So
wow. So congratulations. And then you decided to hitch up with Travel Expert.
Yes, I joined them in 2016, and it's been a great fit. I had a previous host before that, but Travel Experts has a great model for people who've been in the business for a while, have a good book of business, and there's a monthly fee rather than doing a split of the commissions. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. And it's part of Virtuoso, too, which was important.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, so what portion of your business is land versus sea?
Ooh, I would say.
Oh, and of course, we got to say prior and after. Yeah, I mean,
right,
and
right,
what it's
exactly.
And the future. So what was it like in 2019?
2019, it was probably 60% land to 40% cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a lot of people booked on cruises, but I haven't actually had anybody sail yet, but I'm hoping that will be.
So you're the guinea pig.
Happening soon. Yes, exactly. So.
Well, it's good. Now, by example, you will show them what it's
able
like.
To, you know, say from experience.
She's here having a good time.
It's wonderful, yes. And, you know, with the procedures that Holland America has in place with proving vaccination, getting tested, and people are being good about wearing masks on board.
How safe do you feel?
I feel safe, yes.
I feel safer than at home.
Well, yes, maybe not at my actual home, but.
Well, yeah. My home's pretty good.
Yeah.
But every time I step out.
Yes, no, it's been good. I mean, Seattle's pretty good overall about mask wearing too, so it feels natural to be to be doing that.
But then, in terms of the cruise, how does it feel? Is it any different than a cruise before the pandemic? What are the differences? Because there aren't that many.
No, I mean, the one difference is just feeling like, you know, there's not. I think we're, what, three quarters full on the ship, 75% or so? Yeah, so it's, I mean, but I never feel crowded on Holland America ships anyway, but especially now. Mm. It's been great to be back in ports in Alaska. I feel, I'm not a big shopper, but I went shopping just because I wanted to put some money into the economy.
Let's help them out, right?
Yeah, exactly, because obviously it's been tough for the vendors up here in Alaska. But everybody's, you know, happy to see us, and all the whales and other,
they're happy to see us. They're all waving,
and they are out in force. So,
and also the crew's happy to see us.
Yes, yes, for sure, and you know, great as always.
Why Holland America? What do you like about the line?
I like the fact that Holland America has mid-sized ships, not as huge as some of the other ones, and maybe not all the bells and whistles, but especially for Alaska, I'm here to see wildlife and scenery, and I love all the open spaces on the decks and the promenade deck, and from my veranda, I've seen so many whale spouts and stuff. I mean, it's just, it's, it feels like the right size for Alaska. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. And in your client base, who's the perfect client for Holland America? How do you choose who to recommend it?
Well, it's interesting because I think there's a perception, maybe both among the public and the industry, that the Holland America guest is generally older. But I have not found that to be so much the case on the Holland America cruises that I've been on. And so I definitely like to recommend it to people who are maybe, you know, a little bit more low-key, more about the destination, and want a comfortable mid-sized ship, and they don't need the roller coasters or whatever it is that they have on, you know, some of the big ships. I love the music program on board. That's one of my favorite things. I love going first to the Lincoln Center stage and hearing some classical music before dinner, and then after dinner I'll go to B.B. King Blues Club.
Rev up. A slow build.
And then hit the dueling pianos and the billboard on board for a couple songs before heading upstairs. So, oh,
but now, did you notice some new additions?
The comedy, yes, for sure. And I've really enjoyed some of the EXC, Exploration Central talks as well. So.
They've been good, and also Sawing a Woman in Half is new.
I missed that, but sorry, I missed the magic show. That sounds good.
But that we want you to know that they're trying it out.
Yes.
The more things change, the more they stay the same, it's still a good old Holland America trip.
Yes, I just had lunch in the Pinnacle Grill, which is one of my favorite things to do, and have that delicious beef tenderloin, and it's always perfect. And, you know, the crew is just always so great. I expressed a love of towel animals to my room steward, and he has cooperated with just wonderful things. Yes.
Because I just learned, and this is kind of interesting, for sustainability purposes, a lot of things have been changed. For example, towel animals take more water to wash those towels, right?
Okay.
So they're nice, but another one I learned about that was interesting was the packets on sugar. No longer here. There's now sugar dispensers.
Okay.
So they saved on that. Every time I turn around, there's a new thought and a new way to sustain.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate that. And if I have to give up my towel animals for sustainability, I will do so.
They're not extinct. They're not.
Right.
They're not endangered. The towel animals. They're just. We're just giving them. We're letting them. You know, hibernate for a while. Okay. So now we're going out to about over 90,000 travel advisors. What's your advice to them, both getting through difficult times, and also what do you see coming in the future?
Well, I would say, you know, keeping faith and just knowing that things, it may not be as quickly as we would like, and heaven knows there have been some up and downs, but I have found that my community within travel experts and other advisors, speaking to them really helps, and talking to your clients. I mean, people are excited about getting out to travel eventually, and some of them are more willing to travel now than you might think. Others are holding off a little
bit. Just reach out.
Yes, exactly, and just kind of see what's on their mind. And
well, not wait. Don't wait for them to call you.
No, exactly. But, you know, checking in with them and seeing
and
how
being on a fam trip like you are now.
Yes, absolutely. People, I've been getting posting a lot on social media and getting a lot of feedback, and people are like, "Oh, wow, that's great that, you know, ships are going to Alaska this year." So getting some interest for next year, for sure.
How are the future bookings going?
They are going. I think people right at the moment are feeling a little bit like, let's wait a little bit and see. But I am starting to get people who are like, okay, we're ready to go ahead.
You've seen what I've been hearing, that it's either a they're shooting for a long,
yeah,
or it's really like short, because I know right now it's
what
safe.
The rules are exactly.
That's
yes, yes.
So
yes, for sure.
Well, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.